UUYPU, abuse, UUU, abuse, UUU, abuse, UUU, open talk close and then, abuse UUU, waits months pass, hello and abuse UUU, is it really worth the abuse? James Driscoll lessthaninthemindway@gmail.com. Dr. Meet Dr. Dr. Ferrucci, my mental health presence, it will go away, I have no HIV care doctor, it should be reached to and returned back, corrected and with honesty, integrity, wholeheartedly, promised. One message. Martin J. Driscoll lessthaninthemindway@gmail.com. Sun, April 12, 2020 at 9:43 a.m. 2. I am dead serious, Dr. Galea, are you listening? Tour extreme plea. For you to respond a response of responsibility. Galea@boo.edu. CC, Dr. Mubashir Ferrucci. Patient, James Martin Driscoll, mubashir.ferrucci@inlandsite.com. Time to clarify, why the US never signed the CRPD from 2006, enableiton.org. # persuasive technology, # MactaPond, # LinkedIn. LinkedIn ATTN Jeff Wiener Technology Blunders About InMail Macta Pond Awaits Your Reply. 3 Views. April 12, 2020. Highlighted Comment. Tom 1 hour ago. Nice video, I really liked it. Macta Pond. 3 minutes ago, edited. Please follow it up to share onto LinkedIn, perhaps direct to Jeff Wiener. # the social contract. Complete or condensed. We are on collective doctor's influence, a trajectory. Unbelievable, outrageous with distortion and explosions. I am continuing to relate, I cannot trust the way I am able to meet and hold a relationship of trust with doctors. As there must be trust to allow truth to pass into acceptance. Truth cannot be shared when the path of choices to obtain an HIV care physician are corrupted. This needs to be acknowledged, balanced, and fixed as soon as humanly possible. To specific clarity, this began with my strange encounter on a Saturday with Dr. Lisha Wilson of AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Oakland, California, the end of the year December 2005. She was at a high-intensive search through my records on the computer, and she could not find something, whatever it was she was making thinking, processing, and conclusions through this intense detailed focus of my medical records. I had just become HIV undetectable, I had been doing everything possible to the advantage to return to HIV undetectable status, there was nothing peculiarly wrong happening in my medical conditions, I was doing it all the best I could be. I am a pretty smart self-resourceful man with a mind, this statement here. Policy experiments aimed at improving health behavior. Experiments. What she trying to correlate, something good or bad to what I conclude, she wanted to find something to knock me a good one. To get me out of the community peer-to-peer influences, that is what is here before you, doctor. What the hell is wrong with me? Naturally, you all doctors want to kick me a solid one in the balls. You remain silent to your intentions, sir, I don't give you such permission or content. To do anything, without informed consent, I bar you the ability to do something. Similar to others in the community. Press x9. One press equals what the average 22-year-old encounters, his view of life, family dynamics. His week-to-week finances, pocketbook, and what he reaches for to get of needs, wants, plans, or desires to make now rather than later decisions that might not be so responsible and does it anyway. All of these acts of human presence within his circle of connective social orders gives him over time reasonable expectation of what can be projected for, to maybe make some variety choices holding up or down planning. This is called a life living a structured build-up foundation of supports that are sound, wise and holds his everything together with confidence and security it will not all come crashing down. That whole definition is one press. The single unit of measurement that brings one to be able to have a life full of a press your hand at standing life lucky go feeling, or press risk or press not. We have the press this button in cycles, in through our life, to make something happen, that should. With trust happens or not. When not, we know why not pretty much quickly, and move on. Or we are blindsided to its outcome and lose our trust. The attempt to connect with you, on a level par with a conversation you tout to your standard of public interaction. Your vision. Galley's goal is to take public health to the forefront of American discourse. Barbara Moran. If that is your stated goal, tell me where I am wrong to have actually pressed my luck or my risk, not even in my view of things. Instead of what I thought was done, press your hand. That was not a press hand-to-hand opening of opportunity. Where in all of this was that loss of hand that did not reach to hold us honorable? Together understood to be gentlemen's. Here is my argument's bottom line, sir doctor, you are confusing me to a fault of worrying, what is it with me? Or what have I done wrong, sir? I am about to fall into full out crying, sir. Why can I not reach these things in our healthcare and assisted housing? Dr. Sandro Galea on how the U.S. can get well, WGBH. www.wgbh.org News Science and Technology 2019/05/07-DRS. May 7, 2019 To improve America's health, the Dean of Boston University School of Public Health, Sandro Galea, argues for a new framing of our public. Although, Galea says, health care is vital to health, he argues that the two are not interchangeable and medical care alone will not make us healthier. Instead of focusing on medicine, he's pushing for preventative measures rooted in living conditions like adequate housing and education. Why is it important to care about the living conditions of others? You apparently are rejecting my concerns to blast the notions that I have no HIV doctor. Galea says it's because our health is interlinked through the systems around us. He says he sees the next step in improving America's well-being as changing the conversation, and he is optimistic. We're actually heading in this direction, he said. I never felt at the first press, I was press void. A message would be taken from such a thing, this ain't gonna turn out right. You offered your hand and I press your hand. I want to know why you delayed to never respond to me. The public will have access to the records of exchange. Why, doctor, did you delay? By intentionally avoiding my chat content, thus not digitally altering the read-to-location pointer. All of that time, to be a fool on a fool's errand to expect a reply upon you back to me. Sir, in all of these events, taken into true account, it is you, sir, that there is something wrong, something strange in your behavior, sir. You are acting out at me for some hidden out-of-view reasoning. A discourse, sir, you say that is your goal. You have to be telling me the end goal is a lie. Talking with you, on first forward invite, you accepted that invite. We were on the right track, at one time. You did not give me the insight to the level of I feel dishonored, bewildered, confused. Perplexed, my degree of honesty would trust you are a good guy. You ain't much silliness, this is just a mistake of your miscalculations, something in you said or yelled out to you. I am a monster, to come to kill you, watch. I want to know where and what was given to you, outside of my own presence, sir. Whatever it was, it is not the makeup, I don't wear false-faced realities, I tell you. To share with you, be with you respectfully on to discourse the truth of healthcare. I have no other agenda but that. Why can we not have that discourse, sir? Something wicked this way comes. Something wicked this way done. I am, with this email conclusion cover page, filing everything I have on you. To the memospaces on http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net/sandro.m.galea/. I am sick and tired of press void, nothing happens as expected everywhere. Always, something says, conspiracy. Book reviews. Well, explores the social and political underpinnings of health. June 4, 20,195, 01 AM ET. The typical American conversation about health focuses on personal choice as a key driver, the foods we choose to eat, the number of steps we log each day, the doctors we visit and the medicines we take. But epidemiologist Sandro Galea says that way of thinking is the wrong way. In his new book, Well, What We Need to Talk About When We Talk About Health, the dean of Boston University School of Public Health says not only does the belief in the power of personal choice fail to fix America's health crisis, it also diverts us from real issues underlying our nation's poor health. I am keeping score, sir. Currently does not look so good, sir. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net/sandro.m.galea/. Would you not like to make amends and form new understanding? To bring in concepts of the adinkra. The system communication symbols of #cramobone, #nyansapo, #mapatapo. I will retrace and repeat my steps upon this, sir. I promise I will be back and back and back. If they do not let me out of this country. You detached from me, in a manner, unprofessionally executed as an ACT. Of protection against me and my presence harming you somehow. It is honest from the start, or not, you cannot hold an honest discourse at. With me, sir, I want his, her, or the names that creates this imbalance. Of actions, against me. Format, abstract. Send to. In J Drug Policy. 2009 May, 23, 209-16. DOI, 10.1016/J, drugpo.2008.08.005. APUB 2008 October 18. Social Epidemiology and Complex System Dynamic Modeling as Applied to Health Behavior and Drug Use Research. Galea S1, Hall C, Kaplan Gar. Author Information. Abstract. A social epidemiologic perspective considers factors at multiple levels of influence, e.g., social networks, neighborhoods, states that may individually or jointly affect health and health behavior. This provides a useful lens through which to understand the production of health behaviors in general, and drug use in particular. However, the analytic models that are commonly applied in population health sciences limit the inference we are able to draw about the determination of health behavior by factors, likely interrelated, across levels of influence. Complex system dynamic modeling techniques may be useful in enabling the adoption of a social epidemiologic approach in health behavior and drug use research. We provide an example of a model that aims to incorporate factors at multiple levels of influence in understanding drug dependence. We conclude with suggestions about future directions in the field and how such models may serve as virtual laboratories for policy experiments aimed at improving health behavior. PMID, 18,930,649 PMCID, PMC2782722DOI, 10.1016J, DrugPo. 2008.08.005. Sender notified by MailTrack 04/12/20, 05:29:55 AM. Times remove.